Greetings, family. Welcome to another one of your conference calls here at KTFAlways.com. It stands for Keep the Faith Always in Our Heavenly Father. We are a Christian-based organization, and we're very proud to claim Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. Welcome on this, the 14th of May of 2018. Before we do anything at all, we always go straight into our Heavenly Father's throne room to pray for this evening. Would you join me? Heavenly Father, your children, I, Frank, Via, once again enter your throne room to ask for forgiveness of my sins. There are times, Father, when I am in your throne room in prayer when I find myself with great shame. I find it almost impossible to face you in prayer because of my sins. But because of the sacrifice that your son made on that cross, I am allowed to. I don't need anybody to intercede between the two of us. I come straight to you. I pray straight to you, Father. And I know that you listen to me. I know you exist. I know you are true. I know the Holy Spirit to be true. I know your son to be true. And I also know demons to be true that work for Lucifer, for Satan. It is for that reason, Heavenly Father, that I have such great faith in you. I can't face these demons of mine without you. I would go crazy. My body would wither and die. My mind would go insane. It is you, Father. It is you, the Holy Spirit. It is you, Jesus, that saves me, that gives me that hope. I have faith, not a religion. I have faith and believe in you. In this throne room, God, immediately I ask for forgiveness of my sins by your grace and your mercy. By the blood that was sacrificed by your son. And that same blood, Father, I ask to surround me, my wife, my children, my grandchildren, my father, my sister, our work, our restaurant, our KTFA form, our car, our home, our way of walk. Let this border be that which scares the demons away. Let the word, Father, your word that the apostles left behind be the defense, the wall that causes them to run away. I know they don't want to hear your word, and I know that they fear your word. And that's why I believe in your word. I want them to fear me because I stand for you. I know you. I acknowledge you. I recognize you. I have a relationship with you. An intimate one. Oh, Father, be jealous of me. Be so jealous of me and don't let them take me away from you. Now, allow me, Father, this evening to once again teach and to bring hope and to bring joy and happiness into people's hearts that they may be lifted with understanding and knowledge. They may be aware, for we are not to be ignorant, nor are we to be poor. Father, soon, I feel it, soon you will allow this gate to open. And the things that we'll be able to do will be miraculous, God. No, it's not the love of money, it's the need of money to teach about your love. You and I know that because you have taught me the way of stewardship in order to prosper better. I know that you will bless me tenfold, 100, 1,000-fold if need be. But I need to be patient and wait more. Give me that strength. Give me that knowledge. Help me, God, to get through these days. Help me walk on this earth with you. For one day you will review my life in front of me. And I don't want to be so ashamed. By your mercy, your grace, by your agape love, Father, be with us tonight. Hear the prayers of KTFA Forum. There are so many. Hear the prayers of my church. There are so many. Hear the prayers of my family, my children, my wife. As we celebrate the 70th anniversary of Israel, the land that you chose, and hear my prayers for them, that they choose your Son, Jesus Christ. It is in his name, by the Holy Spirit, by my belief, by my love for you, by my need for you, that I pray to you, Father, in your throne room. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, Andy. It's good to hear your voice, man. I don't get to talk to you that much.
Well, Lord,
yes, sir.
I don't like to bother you now. I'd rather have you resting up. If it's real important, you know, I'll say so. And then we talk. If not, relax.
I appreciate that. And you call me anytime. You know that.
I know.
Go right ahead. You know how it is. We got a tight schedule. Knock yourself out. Tell them about Jesus.
All right. Family, you know, if you look around the world, your world, the flowers, the birds, the colors, the animals, the clouds, the rain, I mean, you have to realize that everything was made by a higher power for a reason. It's organized. And everything that I see and hear and read points me in the direction of God, that we were made to know our God, our Creator, and we were made for God to know us. The Bible, it's the Word of God. From the beginning to end, it points to Jesus Christ. Anybody that's read through the whole Bible and then going back to the Old Testament and read that, you'll realize that the Old Testament points to Jesus Christ. And all I can tell you is that, now, we could argue this point from now until the end of time, but I'm totally convinced that that's the truth. I pick up a Bible every day, and I do a study of it, and I read, and I pray, and I ask the Holy Spirit to explain it. And I know that it's the Word of God, and I know that God can't lie or won't lie. So every word in the Bible, which is the Word of God, is 100% truth. And all through the Bible, that points to Jesus Christ being the Son of God. And that the promises that are made in the Bible come to pass because God does not lie. And then the truth that he tells us is the truth that if we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we become what can be called born again. When we die from this flesh life, we spend eternity in a spiritual life with Jesus Christ, who, by the way, loved us so much that his whole life was pointed toward being the ultimate sacrifice for our sin for all time. He lived a sinless life, and he was tempted just as we are every day of his life, maybe even more so because of his status as the Son of God. The enemy, the devil, for his own survival, had to try extra hard to ruin Jesus, to make him sin. But he overcame the devil. He overcame death. He overcame sin. And on his last day, he died on the cross to impart all those things to us, to show us how to live, to show us how we can live. He tore down the veil that separated us from God the Father. Up until that point, nobody could see the face of God and live. But Jesus said, if you see me, you've seen the Father. Jesus is a conduit between us and God the Father. He covers our sins and he took the punishment that we deserve. In our place, he took it so that we don't have to. And if you don't believe that, you're a sinner. You're not being honest with yourself. If you take a close look at your life, you'll see that I'm right in this. Just a month or so ago, Aaron came on here with me, and we did a little scenario that showed you that we all sin. It's our nature. We can't help it. We all sin on a daily basis, and all he asks in return is that we turn our lives over to him, that we accept that he is the Son of God, that he is our Lord, and that he is the Savior that we all need so very much. You know, family, please take this seriously. It's the most important decision that you'll make in your life. I keep saying that we live on earth maybe 60, 70, 80, 90 years, some longer, and we die, and that's a flash in the pan compared to living eternity with Jesus Christ. The alternative is, and this is in the Bible, so it's true, as we spend eternity in suffering and darkness, in hell, in the lake of fire, which wasn't even meant for us. You know, I'm not a fan, and you don't hear me talk about this with putting fear into it, because I just don't believe in doing that. But, you know, in this case, it needs to be done. In truth, I've heard it said by preachers that when we don't accept Jesus as our Lord, Jesus watches us with tears running down his cheek as we put ourselves in the lake of fire, as we end up in hell. And he knows that we didn't have to. He loves us all so much that he spent that day being beaten, spit on, cursed, and nailed to the cross to die so that we don't have to. You know, please take this seriously. And if you don't, if you think it's a joke or you don't think that it's the truth, you have nothing to lose by asking Jesus, please show me who you are. Ask him to show you who he is. Ask him to show you who he wants you to be and who he wants to be towards you and in you. You got nothing to lose, and if you do it, you'll get your answer. So please, think about it. Think about it, family. It's that important. There's not a decision that you'll make or that you've ever made in your whole life that bears as much weight, that's as important as the decision to ask Jesus Christ to become the Lord of your life. Frank, anything you want to add?
No, you are always spot on point. Go ahead and blow that shofar, my friend.
All right. Thank you, Frank.
Ladies and gentlemen, once in a while, this is our first hour for advertisers. Once in a while, we get a phone call from somebody that says, Frank, would you allow me a few minutes just to talk about my product? And I say, yes. So with that in mind, we are going to introduce Ann. Ann is going to talk to you about the foreclosure eviction help that some of you need. Ann, are you there?
Thank you, Frank. I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Loud and clear. Go right ahead and let me know when you're done.
All right. Thank you so much, Frank, for this opportunity to be able to share with all the great listeners that you have here. I count it a privilege to be able to be on your show. A few years ago, a lot of people were experiencing a lot of foreclosure and eviction problems because of the climate of the mortgages that were started back in the early 2000s with the rave of mortgages that they were producing at that time. It was all what we call part of the plan to get people into their homes, very little money down, little money out of pocket. Adjustable rate mortgages were very rampant. A lot of things were going on for people to get a home very quickly, sometimes with no documentation, and as I said before, very little money down. A lot of people were able to get into the homes of their dreams. And when they did, we were finding once we had the crisis with the home crisis, with the recession that hit back in 2007, 8, 9, and peaked out at 10 and 11, a lot of people were not able to afford to pay their mortgages because a lot of people lost their homes, lost their jobs. And that was a trickle-down effect because people were not able to, again, pay their mortgages or pay their rent or their lease, and we're finding a lot of people that were now being very displaced. What I wanted to share with you and your listeners is there is hope. For those people that are out there that might be on an in an upside-down home, in other words, their mortgage is more than what it's actually worth now, or maybe they've gotten behind on their mortgage payments, or they went through or try to go through what we call when they try to help you with your mortgage to get back on track, modification. A lot of those modifications by a lot of the banks and these servicing companies were not working. They were not allowing people to really participate. And even sometimes you were finding they were letting people get into these quote-unquote modifications. But then a few months down the road, they were actually pulling the rug out from under them and saying, well, we want to, I want you to go back and start paying this higher amount, or we need all the money, or we need you to catch all the money up now. We had a lot of those cases that come across our desk. And we had people that just could not, I guess you could say, afford to pay their mortgage. They were really being displaced because they were not getting enough money from whatever means, and they were losing their homes because the banks were not working with them. And what we have, Frank, and those that are listening, is a solution. We have a way that if you're in an upside-down mortgage, upside-down loan, you have a threat of foreclosure or eviction, you have a family member that may have gone through it or going through it currently, we can actually stop all the action of the foreclosures or the evictions. And I'll tell you why. I went through a situation very similar to that, was trying to work with my mortgage servicing company. It wasn't even the original mortgage company that I went with when I bought my home through almost 12 years ago. My loan had literally been transferred over 7 different times. 7 different times. And each one of those mortgage lenders or servicers are now out of business. So they transferred the loan from the original mortgage company that I got my house through, my home through, and those companies are gone. They were all part of the, get in there and get it done and shift it over to someone else, or, don't give a modification, get it to someone else and charge them more. And I was really 2 weeks of losing my home, literally losing my home that I had almost for 20 years. And I found this person who I call him the legal eagle. He was able to stop all the foreclosure action against me within 2 weeks period of time, literally within the federal courts. Now, a lot of times when they file it in the state court, it doesn't hold, it doesn't stick, because there are certain guidelines that they just don't adhere to that they will adhere to in the federal courts. And so that's why they would actually send it to and refile it through the federal courts. And within 2 weeks, I was able to save my home, stop the sale. My house was up for sale, and was able to stop that sale and fill in that home. And the party that we work with is basically able to help people and has been helping people for over 20 years. And I just want to tell people and encourage people, you do not have to lose your home. You do not have to feel the shame that some of these mortgage companies or lenders or servicer companies are putting out there so that you are, you know, kicked out and displaced out with no place to go. You can fight back because there are certain things within the mortgage lending rules that are now coming to play that a lot of these lenders were not adhering to. So if there's anyone out there, you know someone, you're trying to save your home, you're in an upside-down mortgage, you are about to be evicted or about to lose your home to foreclosure sale, or you just need to stop the action that maybe the mortgage lender or the servicer is coming against you. You're not alone, number one, and we understand the process to fight back and fight for you. I want to give out a number if anybody's out there. This is not a free service. However, once you do start the service, you will not have to make any more mortgage payments while you're going through the process, which basically can keep a lot of people in their homes, even if they're been forced out or have an eviction against them a year, two, three, 4, or 5 years. So we've been helping people with saving their homes for almost 20 years now. And if there's a family member out there and you know that they're in an upside-down loan, they just don't have any other recourse on what to do for themselves or how to do it. There's not an attorney. And a lot of times attorneys will not take these cases. And there's a specific reason why when our staff talks with you, we'll tell you why that reason is. But they won't take these cases. But we have a way of stopping all the actions against you, saving your home and not having the sale go through or not having you be evicted. If you want more information, I'd love to help those people that are out there that are saying, I'm just tired of fighting against this big conglomerate. You're not alone. You can give us a call at 646-260-1833. Again, 646-260-1833. Somebody will be there to help you. They'll take some of your information. They'll get you over to the appropriate parties that can start the action for you and with you and hold your hand every step of the way. So if there's anyone out there, don't lose your home. Waiting for the RV, we're waiting patiently. But until then, there is help, and help is on the way. We help stop foreclosures. We help people that are in upside-down mortgages. In other words, they're not working with you with a loan modification. Or if you are facing an eviction, that can all be stopped. So, Frank, I just want to say thank you. I know that there's people out there that are going through this, and they've been suffering silently because they didn't know where to turn. They didn't know what to do. And they didn't know that someone is out there that can really fight for them. And there is someone out there that will fight for you, fight your case, help you, and help you stay on track. And I want to give that number out one more time, and just in case someone didn't write it down, Frank. 646-260-1833. Again, 646-260-1833. You do not have to lose your home to foreclosure or eviction or from a loan modification that they did not approve and did not work with you. You do not have to lose your property, whether it's a home or land, or even if you're living in an apartment and you've been faced with eviction, they can help you with that as well. So hopefully this will help somebody out there that's been struggling, and I know many of us have been struggling, hoping for the RV to happen at any moment. But until that time, hold on. Help is on the way. You do not have to lose your property. Back to you, Frank, and thank you so much for letting me share today. And I hope this helps somebody or gets out there to help someone so that they do not have to lose their home. They do not have to move out. They can stay there and hang on and fight back.
You're more than welcome, and God bless you, and I hope that you do get some people to call you. Thank you.
I hope that people do. Thank you so much, Frank, and thanks for all you do as well. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Family, we're going to have Lenny. Lenny, are you there? Can you hear me, Lenny? It's star 6 if you can hear me. Lenny, are you there? Do you see him, Tank?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
There you are, buddy. Go right ahead and tell the family okay. about TV.
Vision. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever part of the beautiful world we live in. My name is Lenny, and I represent a company called T-Vision, V-I-Z-I-O-N. And before I get started tonight, I've been doing this for a few weeks now, I have a small dilemma. People send me an email, but the email isn't theirs. And just to give you an example, and I'm not embarrassing anybody, I need you to get a hold of me, Mr. Graves. Your email is unu.com. It don't work. And the other person, I have about eight of them. I'm not going to do that. If you've not been able to reach me and didn't get the information, then call me at 954-465-5211. I cannot send the information if I haven't got a place to send it to. And without your phone number, it's very, very hard. Moving along with T-Vision, folks, this is nothing more than the greatest paradigm shift that's occurring on our planet today in cable and streaming video television. This company took 2 years to come aboard and opened up in July. And I'm proud to say, as of last Saturday, we went worldwide. A very, very large internet in Germany has come aboard with our company, so we are now worldwide. And what we do is provide you with a full menu of over 500 channels of television. And I just realized we have 138 channels worldwide of sports. And, of course, all the demand TV, over 280 channels just for that. So that's the Comcast, that's HBO, that's Stars, and all of the other ones that are called along that time. And now we have, and we've had for a while, on demand. And that is all done at no charge. Example, those special fights or those special events that you have to pay for, you do not have to pay for them with T-Vision. We've just turned the corner in 5 months to 40,000 customers. Along with all of that, if you're interested in not having to pay, all you have to be is refer five customers, and when that fifth customer comes aboard, we give you $50. So your $49.95 a month becomes zero for you as long as they pay. We have just recently, if any of you folks own a business, a singular or part, any other kind of business, we've just turned the corner and opened up a retail business of T-Vision to increase your bottom line in your retail business of at least 10%, we guarantee it, or you don't pay anything. And it's quite interesting because if you want to become a home-based business player, that'll do all the prospecting for you along the way. As of the 1st of June, the Federal Trade Commission has awarded us the very first five-star award on internet in the entire planet for a non-public company. That's pretty good. I started this thing in October and watched it grow. What it takes is let me know who you are. I will send you a complete five-day free trial. The free trial cannot be played on your television. It can be played on your tablet, your PC, your phone, or your laptop. If you become a customer, and I think Frank is holding it up, I'm not watching tonight, a product called the Fire Stick by Amazon is what is required, but our app is patented, and we give you the codes to fit into that stick. We actually give you three codes so that if you have three televisions, you're able to use them separately. If you go out of town and want a vacation, you can take that stick and plug it into the hotel, and you'll still have all of that free. Now, on Facebook, people are advertising, the tablet is advertising this is advertising $10 for 3 months. But what after that? You know, the one thing about T-Vision is it doesn't cost, it pays. If you want to build a home-based business to assist in all of that 401ks that went down the tube during the very lean years in the previous presidency, it's very easily done, and it doesn't take much at all, because nobody on this planet likes to pay for cable. And there's nobody on this planet that can provide what we provide. We also provide you with a 30-day money-back guarantee. And as effective as June, for people who don't have $50, we're going to allow them to pay it weekly. Not everybody is affluent enough that when their bill comes in, can they pay it on time. And they shouldn't be penalized for all of that. And moving right along, I cannot tell you how fast and exciting we are. I just want to give a heads up to Peter. Peter, if you're listening in Newfoundland, New Zealand, please send me your email again. We have the solution to what you asked me. Sorry about that. That was kind of personal. You have a 5-day trial, and at that time, you will get command and come in. For the retail people, we have instant texting now to help you generate even more business. There's a whole lot. I can go on and on and on. But for sure, one thing, if you're working for somebody else, you get paid every Thursday or Friday just enough to come back on Monday. This is an opportunity to assist, pick up an extra $1,000 a month for your rent, but get paid daily. That's the key word, daily. So my phone number again is 954-465-5211. And my email is LENNYS. B like in Boston, I like in it, Z like in zebra, O like in orange, P like in potato, @gmail.com. But please, if you're going to send me a request, please, please, it makes it so hard for me to get it out without your phone number. Hey, Frank, just imagine 134 channels that you can watch anytime you want, anywhere you want, wherever you're going to go on trips, whatever the case may be. And for people who want to get involved in retail, I opened up the very first 7-Eleven retail store today, and that'll open the doors for people who want to get involved on a residual income. Again, please call me, but make sure I have the correct email. Back to you, Frank. Thank you again.
Thank you, Lenny. God bless you, sir. See you next week. Next, family, we have Wayne Garland, who's going to talk to you about his nighttime fat burner. And the promo code for the product tonight is BURN, B-U-R-N. Wayne Garland, are you there, sir?
I am indeed, Frank. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening to you, sir. Good to hear your voice. The floor is yours. Let me know when you're done.
Thank you, everyone. This is an extraordinary formula that we've had enormous success with, and I wanted to share it with you because about this time of the year is when we all get into a let's get rid of those excess pounds, or you're just carrying around too many pounds around the tummy. And I believe that most diet products are just a waste of money, quite frankly. They're all about high energy, metabolism boosting. They make you all very nervous, and the heart starts racing all the time to try and burn more energy. And, of course, when you burn more energy, you do burn fat. But it's very clumsy. It also can be quite dangerous, when we really should just work with the body and give it the means with which to be able to skinny yourself and lean yourself down. And that means that you can indeed go to bed at night, and after a month of doing that, you'll wake up all of a sudden far, far skinnier. Some people lose 5, 10, 15 pounds in a month. People just can't quite believe it. And it's all done because of understanding how the body works, in particular how the body burns fat. and that is it's the liver. The liver is it's the mightiest of all organs. It's disrespected by the medical profession, but in China, where I studied, they revere it as the most important organ because it coordinates with everything else in the body. And if you don't get the liver working, you're going to be having all the problems of this fat accumulation and also far more serious things. There's a quick quiz I'd like to read out to you that'll tell you if your liver is toxic with too many toxins inside you, which you have to get rid of. With toxins there, the body's not going to release the fat. I'll run through them. Do you have abdominal bloating? Have you got a pot belly? Some people call it a beer belly. Stomach fat, indigestion. Is your body overheating? Do you sweat very easily? Is your tongue coated, for instance? Do you have red, itchy eyes? Is your skin yellow or your eye pupils yellow? Do you have hot, burning soles of the feet or skin rashes, particularly stubborn psoriasis? Is your cholesterol high and just won't go down? Do you go on diets that never seem to work? Brown spots popping up on your skin? And do you have persistent fatigue and foggy thinking? If you answered yes to even just three or four of those, you have a serious liver condition, which means that your body is full of toxins, particularly in the liver, and we have the answer. This formula is called Nighttime Fat Burner. It all works on understanding that 54% of your weight control occurs while you're sleeping. You don't have any role in it. You go to bed and the liver turns on and starts working while you sleep. It actually, this formula works with the liver to stop the formation of fat. It short circuits the action of fat formation. And the liver then comes in and burns the fat. That's why the promo code tonight is burn. The liver then burns the fat. And that gets rid of it. And the toxins in the fat get washed out of you. So this formula is not just weight loss. This is overall metabolism control. And also very good, healthy understanding that you have to get rid of these things without taking a drug or going on one of these high metabolism-boosting diets that stop working after about 3 weeks, and all of a sudden you've got to go back to the learning curve again and start trying to work out what to do. And why do we do it at night? Well, that's when the liver starts working. And so we provide the ingredients for the liver to do its job even better, so that 54% of the fat burning and weight reduction occurs while you sleep. What's the first ingredient? Now, there are 89 ingredients. I haven't got time to go through all of them. You can read about the formula, Nighttime Fat Burner, on our website. But there are six or seven ingredients that are key to doing this. The first one is a thing called milk thistle, which is one of the most famous of all natural liver detoxification herbal compounds. And this formula has a lot of milk thistle in there, so that you've got a cleaner liver, you have more fat burning. We then use a thing called tulsi and gymnema. They're two herbal compounds, one's from India, and the other, sorry, both of them are from India. And what they do is they regulate sugar inside the body. We then have a thing called turkey rhubarb, a funny name for an herb. But this actually short circuits fat formation. It tells the body to stop making fat. And that's amazing. So you have the fat burning of the milk thistle, and then you have the tulsi and gymnema ingredients, which control the sugar, and then the turkey rhubarb herb comes along, and it funnels the body into not making fat at all. So we then combine that with a thing called Garcinia, which is from Sri Lanka, of all places, and it turns off the sugar cravings inside your body. You stop craving sugar, so that helps you cut back on the fat formation. You got other ingredients that stop the fat formation as well in their tracks. And then we have a magic ingredient called chromium, which is the mineral that runs your pancreas, and the pancreas is what orchestrates your sugar. Do you get an understanding of what I'm getting to here with all of these different ingredients? They all coordinate together into this one formula that when you start taking it over 1 month, and if you can, go on it 2 or 3 months if you can, because you will lean down safely, easily, and you'll become far, far healthier because everything revolves around your liver, and if you get that perfectly working, everything disappears. Don't become someone that's all the time walking around complaining you can't lose weight. This is the formula that will do it for you. It is an extraordinary, safe, and natural means of regulating fat formation, controlling sugar, which is our biggest problem in America. We are sugar addicts. This formula will solve that for you as well. You don't have to be a pre-diabetic or a diabetic patient. You've got a formula that will do it safely and easily. You don't have to go to the gym every day. You're just going to continue on your normal life. You take 4 of these nighttime fat burners at nighttime before you go to bed. And it's going to kick in while you're sleeping and do all the work for you. You don't have to go to the gym. You don't have to go to these Zumba classes and so forth and lose, you know, weight by burning excess fat. This formula is going to do it all for you with those extraordinary ingredients. There are 89. And then, of course, why do we say nighttime? Well, there are ingredients like ashwagandha and valerian, which we utilize because that brings on deep, restorative sleep. You can't heal without sleep. And this formula combines all of the ingredients to achieve that as well. So it's quite an extraordinary formula. It's going to rejuvenate your liver. It's going to control your sugar, control the sugar cravings. It's going to burn the excess fat. It's going to lean you down so you haven't got that big, ugly fat belly there. And you won't have to hide when you go to the gym. You're going to be able to walk around proud of your physique. And people are going to say, what are you doing? You've just lost so much weight and you're now so much more energetic, because you've turned your body into a fat-burning machine. The formula is called Nighttime Fat Burner. We have a special promo code tonight that Frank mentioned. It's called BURN. So when you call tomorrow or when you go onto our website tonight, make sure you enter that promo code BURN to get an extra 10% off. What's the number to call? 877-975-9080, or go to our website, which is bodyasdoctor.com. Put in the promo code and you'll get an extra 10% off this week. There's a limit, however, of how many you can buy. There's a limit of 3. I would recommend that you buy 3 because you'll use them. You can probably go on for 1 month, go off for a month, and then come back. Use this as your friend to keep you lean naturally without the anxiety that all these other weight loss miracle products, so to speak, that just promise you the world but never deliver. That's the story, Frank. I hope everyone decides that they're going to become leaner and meaner, and this is the formula to do it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. God bless you, Wayne. You have a beautiful evening, and I'll see you next week.
Good evening, everyone.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we have 3 more to go, and Bill with the Trust Fund, this wonderful Trust Fund that's helping a lot of people. You there, Bill?
I'm here, Frank. Yes, sir.
The floor is yours.
Okay, I appreciate you being here. Appreciate you letting me be on here. So I'm going to take a little journey tonight away from the great things about the irrevocable trust, and take just a minute or two to explain to you what you might get into if you go to an attorney and you get a trust, or you go to another site and you get a trust. I want to explain the difference and why you might want to avoid that, or at least get yourself some more education before you go get involved with it. It's called a family trust or a living trust. The thing that makes it enticing to folks is that even though you're the settlor, and the settlor, as everybody knows by now, the settlor is the person or persons, a couple normally, that fund the trust. then you also become the beneficiary, which is the best place to be. That's the person that benefits from all the assets of the trust. But what makes this so enticing is that you can be your own trustee. And if you can be your own trustee, then you have complete control over everything within your trust. You can write checks to yourself anytime you want to with money out of the trust. You can go buy a house without having to get a trustee to go with you. Just because you're the trustee, you can act in, on behalf of the trust. And you can do all those things without having to have a trustee interact with you and be your go-between, be your buffer between you and the money in the trust. But here's the problem, and nobody will ever tell you this, because they want to sell you a trust. When you do this, you put all your assets into one trust. So you put your cash, your house, cars, everything that you own into one trust. And you can then say you don't own anything, but you control everything because it's all in a trust. But here's the problem. You do not, 100% do not have asset protection. So what's the point in having a trust? You know, if somebody, if you were to have an accident like Mr. Brown did, he had a living trust just like that, and I talked about it for a couple years. Kind of got away from it for a while. People got tired of hearing the story. But Mr. Brown had a living trust, had millions of dollars. He was not a currency holder. He was just a man that made a bunch of money in the 2000 and 1990s and in stocks and things, and he had multi-millions of dollars. He had a family trust. He was his own trustee. He ran into a school bus. He had 16 children got injured. Those 16 children filed lawsuits against him, and the judge allowed them to pierce the trust of the family trust that he had, to pierce the trust. We've all heard of piercing the corporate veil. Well, you can also do the same thing with a trust. That's why we at the protection group to explain to you how to activate and use a segregated asset trust. And that's what an irrevocable trust is, segregation of assets. Well, because Mr. Brown had all of his assets in that one trust, he ended up losing the 16 lawsuits. They forced him to sell his home, sell his automobiles, get into his cash. He just about went busted, completely 100% broke when it was all said and done, because he lost the lawsuit and the trust was pierced, and they got everything out of there and forced him to liquidate and pay off the judgments. What we want to do is show you a way to get around that, and the best way to do that is to invite you to a call, get you part of the protection group. We offer the irrevocable trust, which is a misnomer to the original beneficiaries. It's not irrevocable to the original settlors. As long as the original settlors are alive, they can change anything they ever put into the trust. So it's not irrevocable. It only becomes irrevocable when the second generation take over and you leave it the way you want it, and you give it to them the way they want it, the way you want to give it to them, the way you want to set it up. It's irrevocable to them. So don't worry about the name irrevocable. But this trust has all the assets protected by segregation of assets. It also has you as not the trust. You will not be the trustee. You'll have other people that'll be your trustees. You got to remember one thing: if you can write a check, whether it's in your account, in your corporation, in your trust, and you get a judgment against you, and you can write a check, then the judge can force you to write a check. But if you have an irrevocable trust from the protection group, you can't write a check. That's one of the greatest things about it. Your trustees write the checks. You cannot write a check. Therefore, a judgment against you cannot be fulfilled. It ain't going to do them any good. So I want to teach you more about it, and I'll be glad to do that. And we do it every Tuesday night and Thursday night at 8:30. I'd like to invite you, give you the phone number, tell you all about it. The package that we sell is $2,900. It includes the 10 trusts and 11 attachments that come with the trust. And right now, if you're new at this and don't understand it, you won't know why you need 10 trusts. But believe me, once you understand it, you'll get the clear picture. be like, let me give you an example real quick of just money. Let's say you have a currency exchange or whatever. You win a lottery. It doesn't make any difference wherever you get a bunch of money. But all of a sudden you've got $10 million. And you want to put it all, you got it all in the bank because you've got to transfer your currency exchange and put it all into one bank account. But you can also immediately segregate that into four or five or six or eight, ten different banks if you want to, and have $1 million in each bank if you're going to keep it in cash. And you'd do that because what if a bank failed and all your $10 million was in there? You would be sick. You'd also be broke. We've already been broke. We don't need to go back to that point again. What we want to do is try to figure out how to protect our assets. So that's one way you can do it is through segregation of your assets. Just like we would segregate that $10 million and put it into 10 different banks, if one went bad, you'd feel bad about it, but you wouldn't lose but 10%. So that's important to understand, and it's very, very real, and it's something we talk about on Tuesdays and Thursday nights. I'm going to give you the phone number and give you the website address also of the protection group so that you can go in and read a little bit about the protection group, about the asset protection that it offers. And the phone number, kind of like Frank's number, where it starts off 641-715, same number, 641-715, and then it's 3605. That's the call on Tuesday night and Thursday night at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. So we get on that call, I'll explain it all, I'll do a little teaching, a little talking for about 30, 35 minutes, and we open it up for questions. So any questions that you have, we have an attorney on the line, Scott Sadak, who is the retained attorney for our group. We'll answer any questions, and where can you go to ask questions concerning a trust and get an attorney to answer it for you for nothing? The call costs nothing, the website costs nothing. You know, the only time you'd ever pay anything is if you decide you want to be a customer. And quite a few, I mean, lots of Frank's family are customers already. So a lot of people don't have the money right now, and they're waiting until the RV happens. Well, I hope it happens for us soon, and it just may. But, you know, we don't know. We've been misled before, but it sounds good. Everything looks like it's, you know, going to come together at some point in time. But that phone number, again, 641-715-3605, is going to ask you for a PIN number. That PIN number is 155703-pound. The website address is theprotectiongroupllc.com. Don't forget the word the, T-H-E, protectiongroupllc.com. We invite you on that call. Let's see, today's Monday, so we'll have that call Tuesday night at 8:30. Be glad to have you on it, and I hope you can make it and listen. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate. Everybody, that number gets you to ask questions. You don't have to have a special number for questions. Frank, thank you. I appreciate it. Got to try to keep it right at 10 minutes for you, sir.
Beautiful. Thank you, my friend. God bless you.
Thanks, Frank.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen. Two more, and we have John and Susan. Are you there?
I'm here, Frank.
Yes, Frank.
Hey, go ahead and take, please, just 10 minutes and tell the family. Go for it.
All righty. Thank you, family, for having us on and listening in. So iPro Network is moving into the second phase, which is going to be bigger than the first phase. The pro rebate rewards earned on packages purchased has now ended. If you have the pro rebate rewards in your back office, it is time to now move them into a pro currency wallet. And we have a lot of videos and everything on how to do that. And hopefully you've gotten the emails from doing that for the people who have joined us. That needs to get done pretty quick here. We're moving into phase two, like I said, and we're going to have a lot of big announcements coming out at our event that's coming up in Vegas. And we're going to be moving more into an educationing company. We're still doing the major, the e-commerce businesses. You can get one of our courses to get you started with an e-commerce business. And we have many people in our group who have started their e-commerce businesses through Shopify and are starting to get the sales and starting to move right along with that. So That is still big, but we will also be training people more on how to use the pro currency, how to use cryptocurrencies, how to get started with cryptocurrency and trading with cryptocurrency. So there's going to be a lot of that coming out. Susan has a whole lot more details on all of what's coming up new with Phase 2. Susan?
Thanks, John. Family, I'm so excited. I want to share with you the fact that because iPro Network Group is a training and education company that sells courses that you can take and learn from these courses online in the comfort of your home, and whatever career path you choose to take advantage of when you purchase the course, you can earn money from home online, and you don't have to network this if you don't want to. That's the fabulous thing. So many people are excited about it because in phase two, in the next few weeks, we're going to have four more career paths added to our product line so that there's more options available for people to make money from home online. And like John said, we're teaching more and more people how to understand the cryptocurrency or digital currency world because many people don't get it at all. In fact, even some members that have been members with us for a year, they didn't realize they need to do something with their free pro rewards that they got by buying their courses. They've got to make sure they set up a wallet so that they can convert those free rewards, which are kind of like air miles or gasoline points, that kind of thing. Got to put them in a wallet so that they convert into pro currency. And so you can use them or hold them while it potentially increases in value in the usability phase of phase two. And John and I personally know, and several other people in our group personally know from previous experience this year, when the value of pro currency, like any other digital currency, goes up and down, it fluctuates, when you buy low, you can sell high and make some great profits. And John and I have already taught people how to trade manually. Well, iPro Network also has an e-trader software that you can purchase, and it does trading for you. We make money even while we sleep because the trader doesn't, your computer doesn't have to be on. It just has to be hooked up to one of the exchanges that's compatible with it. And we have a new program coming that's going to be just signals. So if you already know or you want to learn how to manually trade and just get the signals that recommends to you what to buy and what price to buy it at and then what to sell it at, you can make money that way. So right now in the e-commerce, online, having your own store or getting into the cryptocurrency world, those are two of the most popular career paths or ways to make money at home right now. Whether you share this with other people and take advantage of all the referral bonuses and the team bonuses or not, you can still make money from home online. So pay attention, and you might just want to get started with a basic e-commerce course. And if you do share it with others, 30% of your commissions will come back to you in rewards that can be converted into pro currency anyway. So there's more and more ways of accumulating the pro currency. And what I want to do is give you our email address so that you can request more info, find out, you know, whether or not you want to set up an account so you already have one set up now. Some people want to do this before an RI or RV comes about. Some people want to wait till afterwards. We recommend highly that you come in as soon as possible so you can learn about the digital economy and the way the digital currency works and understand it before you get money in your hands that you might want to diversify. So please send an email to ktfacoins@gmail.com. That's KTFA, like keep the faith always, KTFACoins, C-O-I-N-S, at gmail.com. And if you would, in the subject heading, put more info. And also, with the more info in the subject heading, please put your first and last name so that your email doesn't get lost in the shuffle with many others that just say more info. And then, if you would prefer to text us and request the info, we're still going to send it to you via email. So just make sure you put your first and last name and your email address in your text for more info. And you can text us at our Google Voice number of 419-740-1117. That's 419-740-1117. And John's also put together some information on a site. You can go to ktfacoins.info rather than .com. ktfacoins.info. John, I'm going to hand it back to you.
All right. Thanks, Susan. And I did put an updated business opportunity presentation on the site at ktfacoins.info. So you can watch that there. If you do have a business, if you're wanting to start a business with an online presence and one that may accept cryptocurrency or pro currency, get with us. Send us an email. We have some ways that that can be done, and we can teach you how to do that, get your business online, and get you earning even more money while you sleep with the power of the Internet. So with that, I will turn it back to you, Frank. Thank you so much for having us on, and God bless you.
God bless you, Frank.
God bless you too, Susan and John. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, just one more. We're going to go about 10 after 8 o'clock. Will, are you there?
I am, Frank. Can you hear me 5x5?
Yes, sir. I'll tell you, I love your product. I take it every day, and it's made a difference in my life. Go right ahead. The floor is yours. Let me know when you're done.
Listen, if I start breaking up, just break in on me, okay, because I've had that problem lately. I think my phone's broken. I've gotten so many calls. All right, folks, thank you for allowing me to be here again this evening. And I just want to go right into it. I got to read this statement first. These statements haven't been evaluated by the FDA. This product we're getting ready to talk about is not intended to treat, cure, or diagnose any disease. And with that being said, we'll get into the science and let you make your own decisions. But we have to go over that. Y'all know that for many, many years, we'll go back to the 60s and 70s. Y'all remember when the payphones were around, and back then in the 80s, we had pagers. And, of course, you know, we had the Internet world, but technology, it continues to change, and it changes medically as well. For an example, if you guys need a knee replacement tonight, you sure wouldn't be looking for a doctor that uses the same technology he did 5 years ago. Well, back in the 70s and 80s, medically we figured out that we're getting bombarded with free radicals and free radical damage, and that's really taking over and causing something called cellular stress and oxidative stress. You know, our moms and dads used to tell us when we were young'uns that stress was a killer, and back in the 60s and 70s, and we'd say, yeah, right, whatever, you know. Well, what we know today is that stress indeed will absolutely kill you. And so technology's changed a little bit as well, you know, since the payphone and the pager. When it comes to supplementation in the 70s and 80s, the first thing to the market that was introduced was something called beta-carotene. Y'all probably all remember that being advertised all over the television. It was one of the very first antioxidants out. Most of all, you can probably remember the little orange capsule. And then they came out in the 80s, and they came out with the stronger stuff. In the 90s, they came out with, you know, what we need to lower our alkaline levels, and we needed oxygenated alkaline water today. We need this. We need that. And then they came out with the fruit juices, and they came out with the next greatest fruit that they discovered in some jungle somewhere with this high award value, just simply stimulating the highest value of antioxidants that we can put in our body. But the reality today is that technology is outdated. Again, it's like the pager and the payphone. There's a doctor who developed an all-natural product that he spent 40 years. In fact, he's the father of free radical biology. He discovered an enzyme and a protein inside our body, inside our cells, that when it's activated, it activates our own God-given natural antioxidant system. So what it does, when you and I, as an example, we take antioxidants today, and I'm not opposed to antioxidants, you know, by any means, but everybody needs the best defense they can take. And I've been big on supplementation most of my adult life, but the bottom line is every time we take an antioxidant into our body orally these days, for every single antioxidant, it will neutralize only one free radical on the other side. The side of the story that nobody is really talking about is that in medicine, in medical people, they're just starting to figure this out. And when you take an antioxidant, that antioxidant will get rid of a free radical, okay? But as soon as it gets rid of that free radical, it actually turns into a free radical itself and it starts attacking your body. And I actually had a guy call me this week and said, have you got some documentation on that? And so I supplied it to him. So the thing is, when we take that antioxidant orally, and I don't care if you're eating oranges, taking vitamins, drinking the palm drinks, when it neutralizes that free radical, it's going to turn into a free radical. Okay? Now, when our body produces an antioxidant, and the antioxidant kills the free radical, it never turns into a free radical, so it never starts attacking your body. It always stays an antioxidant. And our body, when it creates antioxidants, it neutralizes a million free radicals per second. Every second for 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And so the old technologies say, let's continue to take antioxidants orally and do the 1-to-1 ratio, or we can take one pill a day of the product that we're speaking about this evening that activates our own body's antioxidant system and neutralizes millions and millions of free radicals every single second. So that's why we're seeing more miracles in relation to people's health recovery with this one product activating this pathway in our bodies. In fact, one of the latest peer review studies done by Washington State University said, and I quote, this is the most preventative and therapeutic breakthrough in the history of medicine. That's Washington State University, guys. A 9-year cancer study just got completed with this product and cancer, and the one thing the study showed is that, number one, it stops DNA from mutating. Cancer cannot continue spreading without DNA mutation. Number two, it kills cancer cells. That's already published at PubMed.gov. That's the government website where they publish most of the peer reviews and clinical studies done in the United States. And it's an incredible breakthrough in the nutraceutical world because for the first time in history, we have an all-natural product that's been proven by a major university and funded by the government itself and the university that show what the facts are against cancer. We also have a 7-year study on diabetes. There's also a long-term study done on multiple sclerosis. And I can tell you that the study with multiple sclerosis was so effective that a big pharmaceutical company came and offered billions of dollars for the patent to the creator of the product, which, of course, they were denied. He didn't take their money. Now, the pharmaceutical company actually created a synthetic version of our product, and today it's the number one selling pharmaceutical for MS patients, okay? I'm extremely excited, as you can tell. You and I can say prescription-free and disease-free, regardless of what medical professionals believe about different diseases, and most every single disease that you and I know of is directly related back to what's known as cellular stress or oxidative stress, which is cellular damage. And if we can stop that cell from being damaged, you can stop the disease from occurring. That's the reality of it. If you'd like more information about this particular product, you can call this number, 910-690-6008. Once more, 910-690-6008. If you would like emailed information, you can email to this account. It is clqik12@gmail.com. Once more, clqik12@gmail.com. You can text or call the phone number that I've just given you. If you text, just text your email address and I'll shoot it over to you. Thank you for everyone that's already called. We're very pleased with the results that you guys are getting, and I know you are as well. It's exciting, Frank. It's really exciting. Lives are changing. Lives are really, really changing. It's simply amazing. Thank you for allowing me to be here tonight.
Thank you, Will. God bless you, my dear friend. All righty, ladies and gentlemen. That's our first hour that is dedicated to our advertisers. I thank you for coming to listen to them. It means a lot to them and to me. We now start the second half of our conference call, which is a study of the Iraqi dinar. And I know. I told you last Monday that this would be 30 minutes, right? Well, I ended up talking with Walking Stick for about 2.5 hours today, and I'm afraid it might have to be an hour. I'm sorry about that, but let's get to work, okay? Let's get straight to work. What's going on right now with the reinstatement of, and by the way, this whole conference call is in my opinion, okay? And we don't give you any dates of the reinstatement. It's a speculative investment. It would be stupid to give you a date. Now, with that said, it is a highly political environment, not just for the political elections that have occurred inside of Iraq this past weekend, but also for the reinstatement of the Iraqi dinar. Those are rather powerful statements to make if you think about that. We told you that there's a lot of fake news, and I asked you last night, many of you were panicking. Oh, no, look, Frank, and many of you on Mother's Day were calling me and asking me, what's your opinion, Frank, on the elections? I don't give a darn about the elections. I don't know how many times I have to tell you that. The elections are on one road, and the reinstatement of the Iraqi dinar is on another road. And I said last Monday that if they happen to crisscross, well, then a body would take good advantage of that. How easily we forget the things that I share with you. I don't mind you calling me, but really, on Mother's Day, it was ridiculous, all the calls and texts asking me my opinion when I had already given it to you. So we went on our forum, and I made a statement by telling you, look, I really don't care about the elections. And I'm asking all of you news hounds of KTFA, and by the way, thank you, and I'm asking all you members of KTFA, do not post a single article on my thread, on my forum, describing the elections. Because there is false news. There is false media. And I told you that when you wake up today, you'll wake up to a new beat. Yes, they had an election. But unfortunately, it's political. And unfortunately, it is not all in the results, the tallies, the counting. Just like our elections here in the United States of America. How many people thought that, oh yeah, Hillary Trump won? Surprise, Donald Trump won. What did I say? Did I say Hillary Trump? I'm sorry, Donald. How many of you thought that Hillary Clinton won? And the next thing you know, she didn't. It's a pattern in voting. You should wait until all the numbers and all the information is in, And then you can panic that you lost, or you can celebrate that you won. Kirkut was protesting and fighting during the elections. Stupid. KTFA does not deal in that type of paranoia, in that type of teaching to you. There was a body today that I told you, he did release a press statement. In fact, the first thing that he did, he said, I congratulate the leading blocs. But how come you didn't notice that he congratulated the leading bloc? He didn't congratulate a winner. Abadi says that he is ready to work in cooperation and to form new powerful governments without any corruption. In fact, here, let me read some of them to you. Abadi, quote, we have shown the best image of our defense of our homeland, unquote. You better believe it, sir. Abadi, quote, we are ready to, excuse me, would you say? We are ready, sir. Where'd you get that from? What you talking about, Willis? No, where'd you get that from? What? We are ready, from my speechwriter. Okay, if you say so. What did you say? Quote, Abadi, we are ready to work and cooperate in forming the most powerful government free from corruption. Let me tell you something, family. A powerful government is not at a program rate, in my opinion. I'm sorry. It's that simple. Abadi, today, quote, calls to respect the elections, the election results, and he declares his readiness, to form the strongest possible government in Iraq. Mute my side tank. Quote, and by the way, well, I won't give you the post number. Here's a post number that you can reference to this article, post number 330 from yesterday's thread. Quote, we are ready to work in cooperation. You son of a gun. Are you doing that on purpose? What would you say? We are ready. Okay, go on. We are ready to work and cooperate in forming the most powerful government free of any corruption. Post number 330, post number 335. Here's another one, post number 278. Quote, Abadi speaks for the first time about his candidacy for the elections and sets out two conditions for alliance with him. Good God Almighty. And you think he lost? Now, obviously, we calmed that nonsense yesterday. And today you see that Abadi is sitting pretty good, isn't he? At least in my opinion. Free of corruption, he says. We have security and stability. And we are ready. Do any of these phrases sound familiar to you, family? Sadar ended up being, in my opinion, the leading vote-getter. And Sadar, spokesman, in fact, came out today and he said that, hey, we agree to renominate Abadi for prime minister with these conditions. What conditions, Sadar? Well, that he supports the anti-terrorism, he does, and that he supports the technocrats that will also be fighting this type of corruption, and that he supports the citizens of Iraq. Well, obviously he does, sir. Okay, we got no problem then. And neither should you, family. There should be no panic. And there should be anybody asking, oh, my goodness, Sadar won. Is this going to hurt our reinstatement? Are you serious? What kind of student are you? You know very well that Sadar supports a financial reform. You know that. Listen, even if Sadar comes out as the winner, he is not a politician. He is a clerk. He's a holy man to the citizens of Iraq, to the Middle East, for God's sakes. In my opinion, because Sadar already said so, that he backs Abadi because both of them support anti-terrorism and anti-corruption. And due to this combination of Sadar and Abadi, well, they just slapped Maliki and Iran with the fist of King Kong and Amir as well. In my opinion, this can only be good for Iraq and the Middle East and me and you as investors of the Iraqi dinar. There is no panic. There is no worry. Either way, Abadi is, in my opinion, going to be seated as the prime minister. Hence why Abadi said recently, about 5 days ago, I'm not interested in the elections. I have no desire to campaign and run. What? Well, of course not. They knew what was going to happen. And you should have as well, too. Forget about it. Hey, Uncle Vito got my vote. You know what I'm saying? Sadar, yes, got many votes. He might end up winning. But even he, too, was surprised that he got so many votes. He said, hey, count them up. Are you sure? Yeah. Wow. That's pretty good. They love me. Of course they love you. You're the holy man. They follow you. You call a million-man march, what? You think there are three are going to show up? Millions will show up. You are influential. And I know that Sadar is happy to see Maliki being shot down by the citizens of Iraq. That's what you should have paid attention to last night and today. Because last week Maliki just recently went to Sadar on a live broadcast news in Iraqiya television, literally begging Sadar, will you back me up? Oh, hell no. Well, Sadar didn't say that. He said, no. No, I ain't backing you up, stupid. He was asking for election help. He was asking for a clean slate. I don't think you can clean such a slate that you created, Maliki. Maliki and Sadar have fought many times, and you know that, family. When he was finished with his little presentation on Iraqiya television to the citizens, Maliki, Sadar said, well, I'll tell you what, maybe I will support you, but I got two conditions for you. What? Number one, I want you to return all the money that you stole, all the billions, in fact, probably the trillions, all the gold, everything, the houses, everything that you've ever stolen. I want you to return it back to the citizens of Iraq. Oh, man. Number two, I want you to return the martyrs that are dead because of you. Well, I can't do that. Well, I can't help you, stupid. This is how you handle someone like Maliki, KTFA Kona. Not by arresting them like you demand. I told you, this is more complex than you could even understand. The politicalness of it all. It's intriguing. It's complex. It involves more than you realize. More than history will ever teach you. They chopped him down to his knees. Maliki is worthless, useless. You mute my side tank. He looked for anybody to help him. He begged Sadar, help me to round up a new government with a clean slate. No. Maliki's ass is in a corner. That's where he belongs. And that's the end of him. The Dahl Party, his party, Maliki's party, the Dahl Party, have abandoned Maliki due to his stupidity, due to his lack of support. He even had five of his own Dahl Party members running against him because they wanted nothing to do with Maliki. Maliki is of no use to Iran anymore either. That is so vital right now. How did I start our conference call tonight? the elections, and the reinstatement of the Iraqi dinar are so political. So political. Maliki, he has become an innate drone, useless, not only to his own Dahl party, not only to Iran, not only to Iraq, but to himself. In my opinion, the election results will come out soon enough, probably tomorrow. By the way, yes, the Dar is not in favor of the United States of America. And you've got to give him reason, don't you? You know very well what happened to him when he was a young man. I'm not going to tell you who did it, but his father was killed. His brother was killed right in front of him for whatever political reasons. Of course he doesn't like the United States of America. He blames them for it. You've got to understand Sadar's situation. Sadar is extremely educated, by the way. He's the holy man. The commands 1 million march. He stabilizes not only Iraq, the citizens, but the whole Middle East, in my opinion. Maliki tried to hide. There is no more hiding. Sadar had to hide in Iran. Maybe Maliki will have to do the same now. Sadar ran to Iran and not to the United States because he had to pick the lesser of two evils. I am proud to be an American citizen, no doubt. I support my country. I pay my taxes willingly, faithfully. I stand when the American national anthem is played. But I also know that politics and war are ugly. Sadar does not like the United States, but let me tell you this. In my opinion, Sadar damn well knows that Iraq, the Middle East, and he need the United States. Of course, you're not going to see Sadar sitting with Donald Trump at the White House for a photo op. Smile, please. Hell no. But I don't think you're going to see him reject a body, nor the United States of America. But when caca hits the fan, the reality of an American influence in Iraq, in the Middle East, is vital. Sadar knows this. It's necessary. Sadar knows this. Why? Because like Sadar, he knows that he needs the United States to rid Iraq of all the parasitical influence from Iran. Iran is not sitting very good right now with the United States of America due to their nuclear proliferation and their stupidity. Sadar likes a body. And now, with no Maliki, with no political power on Maliki's side, the parliamentary seats will be in favor of Sadar. Do you understand? This is all very political. Sadar knows Abadi is accepted well by the regionally and internationally by the citizens of Iraq. Hence why Sadar knows Abadi is the perfect candidate for him to endorse as the prime minister of Iraq. There's nothing to worry about. Now, after the official tally, watch the alliance form between Sadar and Abadi. and watch Malachi get hit. Watch Malachi just melt away. Watch him get hit with stones right in his face. Watch his face be bricked. Watch the cronies of the Dahl Party of Malachi start to run and scatter due to the fear of them being rounded up and arrested because of their corrupt structure with Malachi. Their structure is collapsing. They slapped Malachi down. Excuse me. And Malachi has nowhere to turn. Eventually, he has to make a break or a run to maintain immunity, let alone his life. Sadar and the body will go after the money that was stolen from the citizens by Malachi and his goonies. They will go after the corrupt. You know, Malachi will have a big bullseye on his face. Is what it boils down to now. I know you all wanted him arrested, but I kept telling you, not yet. Why will he have a bullseye on his face? Because that was one of Sadar's conditions with Malachi. The request, the demand that he had for a new start with the help of Sadar? No. The conditions was you are to return all the money and to stop all the corruption and the raping of the country, of the citizens of Iraq, financially and terroristically. Malachi did not go along with this demand from Sadar. So, Malachi did not receive the support, the help, nor a trial via the courts to clear him. Hoorah, hoorah. Malachi instead, stupid, ran for a political position and lost big time in more ways than one. So, when you ask me why haven't they arrested Malachi, now you know why. You had to destroy the roots of this evil man. Now, Abadi and Sadar, in my opinion, is the perfect combination because Sadar is like the bulldog sitting with the Doberman pincher on your front steps of your house. Sadar can speak. Mute my side tick. Sadar can speak and put the masses in the streets that will support Abadi. Hear ye, Million Man March. Get out here. This is your prime minister, and I support him. The perfect combination. So last night, when many were calling me, when many were in panic, asking my opinion about the elections, about Sadar possibly winning over Abadi, I said, I could care less. And you should too. Now do you understand my meaning? Walking Stick and I discussed this in depth last night and today for over almost 3 hours on the phone. And last night we posted a request on our forum, please stop posting any articles about the elections. Because there were still 8 provinces as of last night that were not accounted for. And needless panic ensued across the internet, infecting our KTFA family. That is not how we do things at KTFA. And you know this. This morning, Abadi congratulated the leading blocks, not the victor. Understand that. In my opinion, concerning these elections, once again, I say, as Abadi said about Mosul, we won. We won. And today, you see him saying twice, we are ready. And if you can't put those two together, then you're not studying with us well. And the combination of Siddhar and Abadi is, in my opinion, a strong version of we won. And we are ready. And you know damn well for what. The elections, the reinstatement, two different roads. How can the reinstatement continue now, Frank? What are you talking about? Well, they're going to have to sit and create a new government formation. Because nothing stops with the reinstatement of the Iraqi dinar. Look, follow me with this. You ready? Follow me. July the 1st is when the new government takes over, correct? And until then, Abadi is still in charge. So if Abadi tells a lock at the central bank, go ahead and do the reinstatement, where do you see a roadblock? I tell you, the reinstatement continues, and Abadi made it very clear this morning that the new government will continue with the reforms. Continue with the economic and the financial reform. And we all know about the CBI's plan for smaller notes for the financial reform, don't we? And we all know that they are ready to do such a thing, don't you? I seek leaders in study, not those that panic. When the clock struck midnight, all of the posters of the candidates were quickly ripped off by the citizens of the country of Iraq. Do you know this? You know why? Because these stupid politicians had the audacity to rip down the posters of the martyrs, those that died fighting against ISIS and Daesh. These politicians defaced them, tore them down, and put up their pictures for their campaign. So when the clock hit midnight last night and the elections were over, the citizens ran out by tens of thousands of them, ripping off those political campaign posters in many of the provinces. And replaced them with the pictures of the martyrs, their family, their children, their soldiers that brought them freedom. May I calm down now and turn a page in our study? Let's talk about our billboards. You want to? The ones that I introduced to you last week. In fact, you know very well, don't you, KTFA family? We brought you that information. And you were very excited about it. But unfortunately, we have parasites at KTFA. And these parasites take what we have and quickly, at the speed of their known light, run to their other sites. They tell them what we say. I want to read you something. Now, as I read this to you, well, let me just read it, okay? Quote. Here is how I see it playing out in the next weeks or month. I strongly believe that Abadi will be reelected as the prime minister. I also want to tell you that I am now being told by my sources that we will be seeing billboards popping up all over Iraq explaining the new category currency. Yeah, these billboards cannot be posted until after the elections are over, since they will replace the posters from the election candidates. Yet another reason that they cannot implement the last of the project to delete the three zeros until after the elections. Yeah, this news of the new category notes will come all of a sudden and fast and furious. Yeah. There will be no doubt in anyone's mind that they are what they are doing. They told me, my sources, that the news is not so much for us, but we can piggyback off of it and learn from it, too. So, now, more evidence today as to why I believe that the reinstatement... Shut up. Let me ask you something. Does that sound familiar to you, family? Does that sound familiar to you, what I just quoted to you? Isn't that pretty much the notes of our conference call that were given to you last Monday, a week ago today? Yeah. And some guru on the internet that I just consider to be completely vile. I mean completely disgusting. On Thursday, releases it on his little whatever, and he says, look what I got. My sources are telling me billboards are about to come up with the currency. No, shut up. And that's the part that I get sick about. I even said, look, you all can have our study. You can steal it. You can take it. But for God's sakes, don't change any of the words. And don't you dare pretend that this was your information. Am I being egotistical? Am I being prideful? Am I being wrong in defending my teams? You can have it. Just don't lie about it. KTFA Corner that I love so much, my family, about 3 weeks ago, we brought you something that was also stolen, the Turkmenistan roadmap. And you've been using it and studying with it, haven't you? And I'm very proud of you, by the way. That was about 3 weeks ago. Now, KTFA Kona family, about 2 weeks ago, we told you about the financial inclusion that you read about in the articles that the CBI had for all the citizens, you know, MasterCards and so much more information about opening up accounts. Yeah, 3 weeks ago, Turkmenistan. 2 weeks ago, the financial inclusion. And last week, what did we share with you? In my opinion? Oh, dear, we're freezing up. Hold on a second, family. Oh, for God's sake. This is not easy on me. Hold on a second, family. What we're going to have to stop the live stream and bring up another link. All you have to do is refresh your page. Here goes. This will take about 30 seconds, so everybody be patient. Live stream and refresh your page now. And by another 15 seconds, we should be back. just refresh your page, and we are back. So let me just go back just a little bit and retrack. 3 weeks ago, we brought you the Turkmenistan roadmap. 2 weeks ago, we brought you the financial inclusion from the CBI to the citizens on their MasterCards, accounts, and many other things. And last week, we brought you, in my opinion, that soon billboards are to come with a description of the lower notes and photographs. Why? Because if you go back to the Turkmenistan article, you'll see that that's what's next. This week, I want to tell you that Walking Stick brought you something a few days ago that I am to talk to you about tonight. This week, this Monday, we want to tell you that there will be electronic boards also talking about the lower denoms and the descriptions that will be put in banks. Oh, for God's sakes, we froze again. Wow. I am so close to just giving up. This is ridiculous. I know how many people are on, honey. We're almost at 2,000, but they're coming in all at once and they're destroying our work. I'm going to have to, once again, stop live stream. Hold on. And Chan, this we only have 34% left on this iPad too. We're losing everything. There's nothing you can do. It's connected over there, but we're losing that as well too. This is ridiculous. They just come in by the droves, and we're draining everything. There's nothing you can do, Chan. This is already Yeah, nothing that we can do. All right, I tell you what, family, I am not going to stop. I'm going to continue where I left off. We had to reboot live stream again. We're headed towards 2,000 people on there. So tonight, on this week, on this Monday night call, we wish to tell you that there will be electronic billboards. Excuse me, I said billboards. I need to clarify it. Electronic boards. Electronic boards. That will be inside of the banks and exchange centers in Iraq that will be educating the citizens about the lower notes with description and with photograph. These will be displayed in these financial institutions, and this is where Walking Stick posted to us a few days ago in Team Chat. Inside of our forum this last week when he said to you, quote, in place, three dots, have been, unquote. Now, for those of you that are in Team Chat, you know, and then it was also released on our forum, in place, three dots, have been, what? The electronic boards. Family, there are electronic boards that will be inside financial institutions, and there are billboards that will be outside of Iraq, hanging all over the place. These are two separate things. The billboards and the electronic boards are both for the citizens, but one will be found outside everywhere, and the other one will be found inside the financial institutions. We more prefer to call the ones outside billboards, and we prefer to call the ones inside presentation boards. They will be inside of all the financial institutions of Iraq. When the citizens come in to these financial institutions in Iraq, they will learn about the smaller notes in further detail. That the electronic boards outside told them about. Are you with me, Kona? Do you understand, family? Blessed One just posted, awesome, brother. Oh, yes. It's awesome. I told you there was more. And I'll tell you again. There is even more. But I can only give it to you in my opinion. On my blue couch. A little bit at a time as it comes out. I told you last Monday conference call that this Monday conference call would only be 30 minutes because there is truly nothing more to share with you, family. These billboards are the final steps to bring forth the reinstatement in billboard, in presentation boards, and in second article form from the Central Bank of Iraq to the citizens. You now have three things that you know, in my opinion, according to the Turkmenistan articles that we have as reference, that will soon be coming out. It will be, in my opinion, within hours, today's, of the reinstatement release when these three entities are out. We told you on our last Monday night conference call that all I truly have to say to you now is wait for these billboards. And now I tell you to wait for these boards in the banks along with the second and final article. And I told you at the end, I'll see you on the other side. Very soon. Very soon. I will have to stop our Monday night conference calls. I don't know when. I don't have the date. But according to the Turkmenistan revaluation of their currency, every step that they have taken, Iraq is also now taking. Like I posted last night, if you think that the United States of America media, if you think that the world media is all over the Iraqi elections right now, oh man, what do you think the world media will be like when the CBI reinstates the true currency and the true rate of the true Iraqi dinar? It will be all over the damn place. It will be all over the face of the planet Earth. It is that important. It will no longer be a scam in the imagination of some banks. It will be like world news you have never seen in a long time. The pictures of the billboards will shine across these media world outlets for all to see what Iraq has done with their financial reform, that they have very easily, blatantly displayed in front of you in the recent weeks and months. A body talks about the elections to support them, and that final election result, it will be coming out shortly. Probably tomorrow. By the way, as the politicians were removing these billboards of the martyrs, the citizens were quickly coming behind them, angry, and removing their political posters and replacing them. This was being done by the thousands, as I told you, of the citizens of Iraq, with great anger because of the disrespect. This was a stupid thing for those politicians to do. But it is now the results of the final tally that you are about to see. Hence so much attention and votes for Sadar, and the support that Sadar gives to a body. The people trust Sadar. The people trust a body. I told you there would be no problems. Well, we have given you, family, now, as of this Monday, the three. You know what the three are now, right? The three. The billboards. The boards in the banks. And the second final article. What we have given you is the ultimate. Because the description and the photographs and the lower denoms to come via the publication of the billboards and the second final article and the boards and the banks, that, my dear friends, is the end of our study. Soon I have nowhere else to go with you. I'll just meet you on the other side. I don't know when, but logic in a proper study form and our history with you should tell you we have given you the ultimate. If it turns out that Sadar did gain the most votes, Sadar's list was voted on by the citizens. And then these votes, now pay close attention, we're almost done. And then these votes will be ratified through a federal court. When Parliament sits, allegiance will be made by 2/3 of a majority vote. Then they will choose a president of the republic within 15 days. Then this president of the Republic of Iraq picks the most vote winner to name and to establish a government within 30 days. Then that government is to be appointed. Then that government approved by the newly seated government will then appoint a new prime minister. Then all of this, the prime minister has 30 days to form a new cabinet of ministers. If it is not done in 30 days, then the new president of the republic is to once again select another prime minister to form a government. Now pay close attention. Because in 2010, Maliki took 209 days to do this. Stupid. But his ass was kicked out. Maliki abused the system, and a body replaced him. Whereas when a body was elected as prime minister in 2014, it only took him the 30 days required to establish his cabinet of ministers. Although, be it, I will admit, he did not announce a minister of defense nor a minister of interior. But he accomplished much, much more in establishing that government. Whereas Maliki actually set a country's record with the longest non-government in place in the history of Iraq. Now, you may say, well, Frank, they're going to take forever to establish this government, this new government that you just defined for us. My answer to you? No. I just told you. Sadr and Abadi are the perfect combination to establish a new government, and the citizens also know this. And I just gave you the history of what Abadi did when he replaced Maliki. So, finally, as I said, we give you the ultimate, the billboards, the boards in the bank to come with the second article form, all to come soon, in my opinion. I now wish to share, in my opinion, that when we are ready, and I pray that it could be next Monday, the next and final thing that I will share with you is when the conditions are suitable for these three things, the ultimate three things. And, in my opinion, KTFA Kona, that I love so much, these three things are ready. These three things are ready. They have been. They've been constructed and ready. And they're being protected to be launched when the conditions are suitable, because they're ready to do that. Realize that these electric billboards that were made months ago, in my opinion, can be programmed at any moment. At any time. When the conditions are suitable. Yeah, there was a lot of fake media, a lot of fake guru intel. I mean, it's just simply last night, but it's simply just not the way that KTFP studies. And it shouldn't be the way you study. We offer you no date. It's a speculative investment. We offer a study of the reinstatement and now simply offer you soon that I'll see you on the other side. By the way, newshounds, KTFA members, my teams and Walking Stick and I, we wish... We wish to thank you for staying away from posting articles last night. Until the results are very obvious and clear. We thank you for cooperating and working with us as a unit. I would also like to, Walking Stick and I would like to ask you, family, maybe we should let Walking Stick bring us the final article of the elections, okay? The tally, you know, who won. Newshounds, if you see an article that shows the broadcast of the final results of the elections, then get me, and together we will make the decision of releasing it. KTFA is known for putting out good articles from sunrise to sunset. And our newshound lives in Australia. We have them across the world. And when you wake up in the morning and have your coffee and your breakfast, you pop up KTFA and you see articles that you just can't see anywhere else. We compile them for you. We make a very, very good decision on which articles we should get put in front of you. We saw hundreds. I'm serious. We saw hundreds of articles last night referring to a body. Many sources that were saying that a body had lost the election. That's silly. Let us allow the dust to settle. Then we will post at KTFA the true final results. As we now come to our last 5 minutes, I want to tell you something that as an American Christian, we stand in unprecedented times. President Donald Trump has gone to the eye of the storm in Iran, in China, in North Korea, in Syria, in Iraq, in many places. And then today, our United States Embassy was dedicated in Jerusalem. Who did that? President Donald Trump. Where no other president before had the desire to do so. Jerusalem Post this morning, in a full-page ad, they are thanking the President of the United States of America for making Israel great once again. We could never separate the natural from the spiritual right now. You see, we are seeing a lot of natural evidence caused by spiritual warfare. Our capital is moving spiritually right now, in my opinion. God is doing something on this planet Earth that he has never done before. In my opinion, God is repossessing the earth. Amen. It is also the 70th anniversary of Israel. Happy birthday. It is also a Pentecost. There are a lot of interesting spiritual things that are occurring. It is interesting that we told you that the price of oil would go up. It is now, as of today, $8.89. And next Monday, it will go up even more. A suitable environment is when conditions are ready. Because we are ready, says Alok, the governor of the Central Bank of Iraq. And we have been telling you since the summer of 2017 about the 1, 2, and the 3 zeros of the exchange rate. I would like for you to look at post number 374 that was posted by a member called Doc K. This individual actually took a lot of our Turkmenistan article and then about 7 or 8 other final articles and compiled an amazing report for you. I really wish you would acknowledge these people, family. Just read and walk right by it. The next thing that I will bring to you, in my opinion, is when the conditions are suitable. I pray that this conference call was helpful to you. And I pray that you take our conference call to our family, or excuse me, to God in prayer. As I say goodnight to you, I want to acknowledge a present that was sent to me. This beautiful wrapping paper. This cookies. And I thought I had cookies in here. It wasn't cookies, but it's the next best thing. I love you. And they also sent me one other gift that I'm going to frame. Thank you very much. It's a 3-0 note in gold. We'll frame this. And I will wear my glasses soon, where I will meet you on the other side. This is a beautiful memory for me to have on my wall, in my office, till the Lord takes me home. I will remember our years together. This coming November will make 10 years. I didn't think it would take. I would be this old. I didn't think I would be with you this long. I didn't think I would do this. I know God trusts me, but I wish he didn't have so much confidence in me. He raked a lot of talent to KTFA, starting with our admins, starting with our precious admins that volunteer to do so much work around the clock, around the world, and going into our members, our tens of thousands. Friday, I released a conference call recording. Countries around the world. Thousands of people watch or listen to that recording. I love you all. I thank you for being with me tonight, and I pray again that this conference call was to help. And I'm sorry I went over 30 minutes. In my opinion, there's more. Let us be dismissed with a prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, in your throne room, we bow to you. We glorify you. We proclaim you our God, and we thank you for our lives. We thank you for the breath of life that allows us to wake up each day to serve your kingdom. We thank you for the food of each day that allows us to be nourished. We thank you for your word, Father. It also feeds us. And I pray for those that were with us tonight that they received the information that was uplifting for them, helpful for them, motivating for them. It gave them the hope that they lack. May we be strong in you. May we be strong in our study. And I pray, Father, that you forgive me for my sins. I'm sorry for my sins. I thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, and it is through his name, the Holy Spirit, that I love you in your throne. I tell you that I love you so much. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
The floor is yours.
You know, Frank, you kept saying tonight, see you on the other side. I'm going to take that to a new, different level, to a higher level, if you don't mind.
No, go right ahead.
It just came to me when Frank was talking about see you on the other side. I want to see all of you on the other side. But I'm talking about on the other side of life, and there's only one way to get there, and that's through Jesus Christ. So if you haven't already made the decision to accept Jesus as your Lord, I hope you have. Take my challenge and ask him to show you who he is and who he wants you to be. But if you have made decision that you want to secure your place in heaven, to be one of Jesus, one of his followers, repeat after me. Jesus, I admit that I'm a sinner. I know that I need you in my life. I believe that you went to the cross, and I believe that you went to the cross for my sin. I ask you to come into my life and become my Lord. I repent of my sins. I believe that you died on the cross. I believe that you were buried. And I believe that 3 days later, Father God brought you back to life to sit at his right hand and to be the Lord of my life. If you've repeated that prayer, you've secured your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. You've secured a reservation in heaven, and you've just turned the corner to a beautiful new way of living. And I'm for you.
To be with us. God bless you all. Please take our conference call, our work to God in prayer. And I say aloha to you because aloha means...
Sorry, Frank.
It means hello. It means goodbye. And it means I love you. And Andy and my wife and I would love to say aloha to you. On three. One, two, three.
Aloha.
Thank you, Jen. Thank you, Andy. And now I thank you for us on three. One, two.
Thank you,
that one to end. That was fun, wasn't it? I can't wait to we're all together. You all do that in front of us. Aloha. God bless you all. I leave you because you know I don't eat on Mondays. I'm not eating and I'm hungry. My wife made me beef stroganoff. So I leave you in peace. I put my glasses back on and wish you well. I love you. You may not think I'm being serious with this face on right now, but I do love you tremendously. Ahui ho, next Friday, or actually Thursday, our Bible study. On Friday, don't forget, Teen Chat. On Saturday, our questions and answers. If you want to be a member of our forum, go to ktfalways.com and sign up. If you need me for anything, my phone number is 419-283-2552. Y'all take care of each other, love each other, respect one another, and pray for each other. Aloha ka'e. Bye-bye.